You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Syracuse police are ready to take the next step in their body-worn camera program. WAER's Chris Bolt reports the department is looking for feedback to make the technology the most effective.
You've probably heard of police using body cameras that record interactions during a traffic stop or house call. Syracuse Police Department Public Information Officer Sergeant Matthew Malinowski says a new public survey is meant to make sure how the cameras are used meets community expectations.
Us as a city being as transparent as possible. So when we're trying to get the community's view, we'd like to see exactly what their opinions are. And then also we wanted to be transparent with our workforce. What's their opinions on it? How is it working out for them? And as we get the feedback, we'll be able to tailor the program.
He admits it's been a bit of an adjustment for officers, but it can benefit them as well.
No one likes to be recorded, I think, sometimes. But I think as the officers realize that the public seems to appreciate the cameras, and there's been some civilian complaints that have been levied against the officer, and actually the body camera footage has proven that civilian complaint to be inaccurate.
Common Counselor Steve Thompson heads the Public Safety Committee. The council has approved expanding the program. As a former police chief, he knows cameras can make the public feel safer and clear up complaints.
Because it's a heated situation, because officers are called to those situations. It isn't a situation where you say, see, the person made a false claim. It's in the heat of the moment. What they see may be different than what the camera catches.
The public survey is accessed through the city's and police department's social media sites, and they'll make paper copies available. Officers are also being asked about their opinions on body cameras, all to adjust policies going forward. The survey is open through June 15th. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.